Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Has New South Wales Fair Trading commenced a new name and shame register in relation to the conduct by agents? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 6th of February 2026.
It's the new Fair Trading name and shame register. They're doing quite a lot of discussion about it in the media, so and it's getting a fair bit of coverage. Now, at the moment, it's just about property, okay? And social media is being flooded with the current Fair Trading campaign about this name and shame register. Not sure that I like the name of it, but, you know, it's I guess the name is very clear about what its purpose is. Now, this is not a roll call that anyone wants to be on. This is so, one part of socials that you don't want to be part of. So the aim, obviously, of this new name and shame register is to help owners, renters, buyers, sellers make more informed choices when selecting a property agent. Whether that's accurate or not depends, you know, on what the reasons are that somebody has been listed onto that name and shame register. So the register actually publishes regulatory actions taken against real estate agents, against strata agents, against stock and station agents for breaches of New South Wales property laws. Okay, the register is intended to increase transparency, obviously, deter wrongdoing from agents and assist in, you know, increasing some confidence in the property strata and rental sectors, of which, you know, it takes a beating every so often. So I guess from a positive side of this, if that increases the way the consumers look at good, compliant property agents, then that's a good thing. You know, other sectors that are regulated by Fair Trading, they're talking about including them onto this register in different categories down the track. At the moment, it's just talking property. Had a look at it this morning. 185 entries in the register, which detail the names of agents, their corporation, the trading names, their license number, the breach and the determination by Fair Trading. So it's not like the old complaints register as such, because that didn't have determinations. But this has, you know, people have been, you know, banned from being, you know, a director or a senior management or a managerial agent of a property corporation or a property business, or they've had their license, their individual license suspended, or their corporation license suspended or banned, or, you know, banned for a certain number of years or banned permanently. So all of those outcomes are actually there, those determinations. Now, it would be bad enough as an agent to be listed on that register for any reason, but imagine how your competitors would use that information against you. I mean, if that's not, you know, the best reason to, you know, become and stay compliant, I can't think of a better one. So, you know, protecting your business, protecting your reputation, you know, arrange things. So, as agents, our customers deserve it. Our community actually expects us to behave in a compliant way. And our regulator, as in New South Wales Fair Trading, legislatively demands it. So, you know, I guess the last word on that is be on the front foot. Ensure that your documentation around your property processes are detailed and that you're actually transparent in your dealings and keep all of that documentation, whether you're doing it electronically or paper-based, does not matter. Just make sure that you've got all of that documentation and you're doing the documentation that you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, stay off the name and shame register. So that's what's going to keep you off that.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.